UFO Medford 91.5 on FM.
This is Freeform Radio. Play whatever the F I want to play. That is right.
Scotland Yard for the body of Bon Scott.
Was discovered last night in the car.
Postmortem will be carried out later today.
The result of some heavy drinking.
Lettuce, tomato.
You really think just because you have an idea, it belongs to you? You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs. Very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFS.
Push it right to the edge.
Well, nobody's perfect. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. Jennifer, maybe, but...
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream.
Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin.
But every packet of heroin is different.
You don't know what's getting into you.
Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin
don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is
very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dumb.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
Really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
It's my show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to like I do.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We've been working non-stop since the band started. Just to have a break, it's how you're on.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
I know he's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time.
Put your hands together, welcome.
The best DJ in the world.
And you know this,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man.
It's time, we're gonna go back.
This DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks it.
Let me kick it.
Kicking the old school and dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
Shakes? Me too. Part of the business.
I'm not in the business. I am the business.
Oh, he's kicking everything with his feet, with his feet.
No one could stop Bond's wild ways, not even his beloved mother.
Not another empty bottle.
You didn't tell Ron what to do. I never went too far. I just said I didn't like him drinking, but when you get to that stage, they don't listen to you.
How did you manage to get so much custard out of such a small cat?
We'll be right back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And this evening, we're back with the inaugural episode in a brand new Tears of the Gods sub-series called Songs from Perfect Albums. You know, in this 21st century, these days we've got streaming music all over the place, the art form of an album is less appreciated than it was in the past, but it's one that I certainly love. You may have heard me mention in the past that my highest award for that art form is the designation of a perfect album, where every song really rocks, no matter what the genre, where there's no filler material, nothing to try and pad out the music, where there's a flow from the first song as you start up the album all the way through until the last one. I listen to a lot of albums that way, most particularly when I go running. And a perfect album designation, one thing I want to be clear about, does not mean that there are no mistakes on the album. There might be a lot, but they don't detract. They may even enhance the emotions of the music, as is often the case with the way Jimmy Page, the guitar solos that he decides ultimately to include in the mixes. And this, yes, this is a canonical Tears of the Gods. We are really going deep into the songs on the albums. We're mixing up three albums. AC/DC's Back in Black from 1980, the third biggest selling record album in history after Michael Jackson's Thriller and the Eagles' Greatest Hits. And it was recorded after their lead singer, Bon Scott, tragically died because of a night of heavy drinking. He got drunk, he fell asleep in a car, and then he choked on his own vomit. And then the second album we're going to be hearing, well, okay, just to finish that off. And then the band had these songs written, the music, not the lyrics that Bon was gonna write, as you might hear a little bit later in some of the clips that we've got going. And then they got Brian Johnson on board, and they came out with, well, a perfect album. The second album that we're going to be mixing up is Led Zeppelin's 1975 double LP, Physical Graffiti. And then we're going to have Kraftwerk, the profoundly influential German electronic band. In fact, they're the German godfathers of all of hip-hop. We're going to be hearing selections from their 1991 album, The Mix, which is their reworkings of previously released songs, which are better, in my opinion, than the other ones on the original albums, although not everybody agrees. And as we go deep into this music, let me emphatically state that I will most definitely not be playing any of the three big hit singles from Back in Black, namely Back in Black, Hell's Bells, and You Shook Me All Night Long, because one of the big points of this Tears of the Gods Songs from Perfect Albums subseries is to showcase all the other incredible songs on these, yes, let me say it again, perfect albums that aren't played on radio stations. And oh yeah, backing me up right now is we are having a fourth perfect album for our ambiance, the music that I play while I'm talking. And right now we are hearing Under Stars from Brian Eno's Apollo, Atmospheres and Soundtracks. So the structure of this episode is I've got three about half hour-ish long sets for you. And they're just going to be music from those three perfect albums, plus audio clips from who knows where. In the next set here, I'm going to be playing for you two remixes that I made from those albums in the past. And a particular note, Kraftwerk's Radioactivity, the Plastic Sushi Atomic remix, which has President Dwight David Eisenhower, a speech that he made in 1953 after Stalin died, and he was looking seriously at the way the world was going. And let me say, President Eisenhower, he was the last American president who had tremendous skills in dealing with large bureaucracies, successfully leading. He was in charge of D-Day. And also the last president simultaneously having the utmost personal integrity. There were presidents who came after him that had one or the other, but not both, that combination. So now let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going here. Here's The Rover from Physical Graffiti by Led Zeppelin.
voice print identification. When you see the red light go on, would you please state in the following order: your destination, your nationality, and your full name. Surname first, teacher name, and initial.
But the band's exhausting workload and equally intense appetite for drugs and alcohol were taking their inevitable toll. Frontman Bon Scott led the partying as well.
I'm not a bad girl.
Oh, I don't know.
But
this isn't going to make you a bad girl.
My mom never told me about this.
Power! Yours.
And now for something completely different.
Chernobyl. Harrisburg. Sellafield. Hiroshima.
Resulting from nuclear detonation or the flying debris could kill you in seconds. That's air pollution. But man's deliberate pollution of the air he breathes will take a little longer. Words to think about from the sportsmen in your area and the National Rifle Association of America.
Signifies, in the final sense, a theft from those who hunger and are not fed, those who are cold and are not clothed. This world in arms is not spending money alone. It is spending the sweat of its laborers, the genius of its scientists, the hopes of its children. The cost of one modern heavy bomber is this: a modern brick school in more than 30 cities. It is two electric power plants, each serving a town of 60,000 population. It is two fine, fully equipped hospitals. It is some 50 miles of concrete pavement.
Our fate does not really depend on who is sitting in the White House. Our fate depends on who is sitting outside the White House.
A military base. We won the race of discovery against the Germans. We have used it in order to shorten the agony of war, in order to save the lives of thousands and thousands of young Americans.
fighter plane with 500,000 bushels of wheat. We pay for a single destroyer with new homes that could have housed more than 8,000 people. This is, I repeat, the best way of life to be found on the road the world has been taking. This is not a way of life at all, in any true sense. Under the cloud of threatening war, it is humanity hanging from a cross of iron. These plain and cruel truths define the peril and point the hope that come with the spring of 1954.
Under pressure to record a follow-up to Highway to Hell, AC/DC returned to London in January of 1980. Malcolm and Angus Young invited Bond to the studio, eager to play him the new music for their next album.
They were fantastic. You know, he's looking after himself. And yeah, his teeth were all fixed.
Got myself a one-way ticket.
And he said, you know, we're just about ready for you, Bond. You know, so maybe next week sometime, you know. And of course, it never happened, you know.
Bond would never put lyrics to the music Malcolm and Angus had written.
Sun, there's a ground. 5 WMFO, Medford and Boston.
Oh, man.
On Tuesday night, February 19th, 1980, Bon Scott went out drinking in London with a friend. On that cold night, Bon Scott was only 33 years old, but his time was running out. After a night of heavy drinking, Bon ended the evening alone, passed out in a car parked outside his friend's house. In the morning, he was found dead.
Mm-hmm.
through this in different ways.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. This evening, I am broadcasting the inaugural episode of a brand new Tears of the Gods subseries, Songs from Perfect Albums. And we are mixing up songs from AC/DC's Back in Black, Led Zeppelin's Physical Graffiti, and Kraftwerk's The Mix. All albums where every song really rocks, even though The Mix is certainly not a rock and roll album. Absolutely no filler material at all, and experiences that begin and are to be enjoyed from the first track on the first album side all the way to the final one at the end of the other. Although perfect albums absolutely don't have to be on vinyl or have been originally released on vinyl. And they certainly can have mistakes in them. As Jimi Hendrix noted, guitar players copied his mistakes, not realizing they were mistakes. We began that first more than half hour set with The Rover from Physical Graffiti, and then a clip from A Perfect Movie, 2001, A Space Odyssey, followed by Kraftwerk's Trans-Europe Express, the version on The Mix as opposed to the original. And then interspersed in there, we had some narration from VH1's